glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Blessed are you who have kept the word with a generous heart, and ye the harvest of perseverance.
Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham. I have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. A slave does not remain in a household forever, but a son always remains. So if the son frees you, then you will truly be free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me because my word has no room among you. I tell you what I have seen in the Father's presence. Then do what you have heard from the Father." They answered and said to him, "Our father is Abraham." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father." So they said to him, "We were not born of fornication. You have one father, God. We have one father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The best gift of life is our life and freedom. And Jesus gave the best gift, his life, and gave us back to freedom, not being enslaved by sin. So Jesus offered his life so that we, in order to gather with him, we offer our life for God the Father. So I think it's very important that we believe that our life belongs to Jesus. He knows us. We are very weak. The example of Peter is very clear. Peter thinking was so strong that he loved Jesus so much that he said, "Even everybody betray you, I will not. Even I will die with you." But Jesus told Peter, "This night, before the cock crow, you will betray me." Of course, Peter didn't believe this. As a matter of fact, we know he betrayed Jesus 3 times. Jesus didn't ask him much for his penance. It's a sign 3 times. "Peter, do you love me?" So today, we might have all the sins in our past life, but important, Jesus is asking you only one thing: do you love me? He gave the price, our life, through his life. He gave his life to us also today through the body of Christ, through the Eucharist. Give us life, give us word, This makes us alive. So thank the Lord. He offered all so that we live in His light, in His body, in His word, and also on a daily basis, every moment, only living in His will. It's not easy, but this is the only way. Those who do the will of God will have eternal life.